Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Hi there, I'm Jane Monzuras. Having a great night tonight in the big studio at WGN. Literally a lifelong dream of mine to host a show at WGN Radio. I'm thrilled to be here. I might be a little bit tipsy because I just had that fabulous cocktail. What was it called again? The chili chocolate phosphate, Craig? I'm not...
Yeah, some kind of phosphate chili cheese dog. But it was amazing. It is really good.
Gina's laughing.
We need a cheese dog after all this booze.
Oh, don't we?
We do.
Okay, we're in studio.
Did Dawn bring a cheese dog?
Dawn is a nutritionist, so I'm guaranteed there's no cheese dogs happening with Dawn Jackson Blattner. In studio, the genius guru, Gina Murata, adding her genius into all things radio this evening. Of course, Craig, I love being here with you, so thank you for guiding me along the way, my friend. But really, in studio right now, after all of this, we do need maybe something healthy to, or maybe not. We just need a bright person, and she's here. She is a registered dietitian. That's an RD. She is a CSSD, which is a certified specialist in sports dietetics. She's the author of The Flexitarian Diet. She's a Shape Magazine Advisory Board. She's a Huffington Post nutrition blogger. She is the nutritionist to the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. She's the winner. Excuse me, I got to breathe. She's the winner of the ABC reality show, My Diet is Better Than Yours. Please welcome Dawn Jackson Blattner.
I didn't stop you. I was like, keep going, Jane. Keep going with that intro.
What an amazing year you've had.
Yeah, it really. I started off with a reality show win. Oh, and then World Series. Yeah, baby.
You started
and now
the year,
I guess the book. Yeah,
and now your book. So we're going to cover all this in the next 30 minutes. But you started the year off winning the ABC reality show, My Diet is Better Than Yours. Why did your diet win? I watched the show. And I was like, well, I love you. So I was like, she's going to win. And I saw the sparkle in your eye after you came back. But why did your diet win?
So I am a realist. My tagline, like on my website, is real food, more fun, no BS. Mm-hmm. And those are the three things that I brought to the show, right? So I'm not on some quacky diet. We eat real food. I'm definitely going to have a great time doing it. So it's easy to do plans that you enjoy, right? And I'm not about nonsense. Like, I'm not going to be a coddler. I'm going to be a cheerleader, but I'm not going to coddle people. So it was a win-win-win.
And what was your girl's name again?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. And have you talked to... So this was like... This happened in February that you won?
End of January. So, yeah.
You keep in touch? She's still on diet?
Yes. So I went to Atlanta. So I filmed the reality show in Atlanta, Georgia, for 2 months. I lived there alone without my husband or dog. but I did have Jasmine with me. And I just visited her this summer. Went to a Cubs game with her in Georgia. And we did some speaking gigs together across the country about our win.
Would you call it a diet? Because I'm not sure. Do like nutritionists like to call diets diets, or do you like to refrain from using that term?
No, I mean, most of the time we're supposed to say it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. but, you know, a lot of people get turned off even on that. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's just like it's a fun set of habits mm-hmm. that you really see results with. So it's like, you know, a set of habits is sort of how I think of it.
I love that. I always get so inspired when I talk to you and I think about my diet. And I'm like, oh, I should not have had that. But Dawn Jackson Blattner, an amazing nutritionist, registered dietitian. You've got books out. You've got books coming out, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But what we love, Craig, this girl is the nutritionist for the Chicago Cubs.
What?
And she fed those guys to championships.
I love that. Yeah, I do want to take like a little shred of, you know, they really are amazing athletes, right?
Yeah.
And the organization, amazing. But, you know, we all play our part. Like I would say that all the time. We all play our part. So, yeah, I had a part in it.
So what would you feed them?
All right. So the big thing that I do is very much what Madden really preaches is do simple better. And so
you do preach that. And I didn't even know that that actually does go hand in hand with the theory of Joe Madden.
Yes. So bottom line is do simple better was sort of the mantra. And it was about performance plates. It's basically you look at your plate. You don't measure anything. You don't weigh anything. You don't know how many grams anything are. You just use your eyeballs. You look at your plate and you think, Do I have a protein thing here, like a meat or a chicken? Do I have a grain thing here, like a sweet potato or a brown rice? And do I have a lot of vegetables with some good fats on there? And so we just sort of retrain eyeballs, and the chefs were good about providing those performance plates. And so that was really the core sort of push. It's just like, are your meals, the core basic meals, solid? Before you even goof around with, I mean, I brought you some shots that we do. So in addition to that, you know, baseline, I'm real big. You ever remember that song that was like, shots, 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 shots?
Yeah, shots.
I personally got inspired by that song and brought a shot program to the Chicago Cubs.
And it was nutrition shots.
Correct. It is not like your previous guest, alcoholic shots, which may even have been more popular, let's just point out. However, these were, yeah, nutrition-based. So if I read a research study and it says, you know, hey, tart cherry juice is good for inflammation, it will help muscles recover faster, you can be sure that I'm going to have a tart cherry shot in that clubhouse.
Were they receptive to it? You got a bunch of dudes, right? Were they like, what are you making me drink this green stuff for, sister?
Well, a couple of things. Marketing is key, right? So marketing as a shot is an important choice. So so we had a lot of fun around that. So that was the first step of
the shot
goodness,
song.
Right?
Yep.
So that really helped. And then the other thing was they'd be like, oh my gosh, Dawn, this is disgusting. And I would say, you know what? That's how you know it's working. And so I leaned in, right? So I used to sort of like fight this, like, no, it tastes great, guys. Like, you know, get behind it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, actually, it does taste horrible. And let's just all know that it's good for you. So that's why you're doing it.
Are you guys all going to do one in studio? Is that going to happen?
I love this. Yeah. So that's a matcha shot.
Okay.
So by the way, we've just left having drinks and now we've got shots. But I'm hoping these shots could heal me and make me feel better.
100%.
They're green.
Yeah. Deep green. Let's just, you know, make sure your listening audience understands. We're not talking about like light green. These are
these are things you see in the store. You're like, oh, no.
Exactly. So matcha is green tea. It is really the grand mecca of green tea.
This is matcha.
Yes. And okay. I put some raw honey in there and some delicious water.
Are you going to do one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
do the whole, shot. I'm just going to. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Ugh. It's bad.
Oh, no. Is it working? Yes, it is.
Actually, it tastes like green tea with a little bit of honey.
Do you feel like you could win a World Series right now? Is that how you feel?
Batter up, yeah. Baby. Give me the bat. I'm going to hit a home run
in the 11th.
Yes. What quarter is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to share the rest of the shot with everybody. But okay, so we've got the one shot. This is what you had them. This is one of them?
Yeah. So matcha is a green tea, so it has a natural lower level of caffeine than coffee or energy drinks, and it has something called L-theanine, which is a crazy chemical that helps your focus. So it's high energy, but it's also very high focus. So that is a great advantage when you're on the field.
I thought L-theanine?
L-theanine.
I thought that actually relaxed you and made you fall asleep.
It's a focus element. There's actually like L-tryptophan too, which is like
okay.
You know, like
and then sleepy. What's this other one? It's a deeper green. Now we're getting to the next shot, everybody. Right. It's deep, deep green.
The next shot, this is like a straight up kale shot. Mm. There's some other things like ginger in there, which is an anti-inflammatory, and lemon, which has a lot of good vitamin C, which is an antioxidant. But the kale in there, as you're drinking it, I like you to visualize this.
Okay, but I want to hear the music.
Oh, okay, but yeah, let's do that. That's more fun.
Tastes like my backyard. Is it working?
Is it working?
It tastes like a baseball field.
There you go. Bam. Exactly what we're going for, right? Mm. If it tastes horrible, it's working.
It's good. What's in there? Kale?
So it's really heavy-duty kale. Mm-hmm. And so kale opens up your blood vessels about 30% bigger than they were previous to drinking that. So more oxygen and blood get to your brain and muscles. So it really is like, do we think food is magic? Yeah, it is. It's magic.
It is magic. Yeah, by the way, since we're putting the cocktail recipes up, can we put these recipes up for people to make their own?
Absolutely.
Can you give us those and we'll put them on
absolutely
on the website with the podcast? That would be super fun.
That would be super fun.
Hey, if you guys got a question for DJB, call, text us 312-981-7200. She's here to answer your questions on how you can win the World Series of your life, right? We love that. Okay, so easy to feed the Cubs. They were receptive to your good eating. They didn't even know it was not good.
Well, I mean,
it is good.
Here's what you say, though. In general, like, the population is a third, a third, a third. A third of people, no matter who you are, like, love nutrition, are so into it. A third of people are, like, open to receiving this information, open to trying. And a third of people are like, hey, leave me alone. You don't know what I mean? And so that would be, in general, where I show up. You know, I can anticipate one out of three people I'm cool with. One out of three people want to kind of hear about what I'm saying. And one out of three people, like, run away. You know,
well, we're not running away from you.
No, look, there's a lot of love in this place.
There's a lot of love in this place. I am going to have Gina and Craig try these shots. Thank you. And we're going to be right back with more from DJB. Will you stay right here?
I would love to.
Okay, awesome. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hi there, I'm Jane Monsuris, hanging out tonight in studio for Patty Vasquez. What a great night we've had. We've had shots and we've had cocktails and we've got great people in studio. In studio with me right now is the amazing nutritionist, registered dietitian, Don Jackson Blattner, the amazingly wonderful genius guru, Gina Murata, and a great producer, Craig, because honestly, I would be pressing buttons all over the place if Craig wasn't here.
And you gave me shots now, so this is great.
Okay, so before the break, Dawn brought in shots to make up for the shots we were drinking with the guys from the distillery. These are the green shots.
Yeah, a little bit of matcha tea for some natural energy and focus, and a deep green kale shot.
Okay.
Kale, baby. Kale is my spirit animal.
Kale is your spirit animal. I need to work on that. Craig, you going to try one? Gina, you going to try one?
Yeah.
I am.
By the way, my spirit animal is chicken nuggets, so we're all aware. I'm ready for these, though.
Let's see. What do you got?
I got the dark one, right? This is the...
Yeah, I'm going to do the dark one, too.
Okay, right. Both everybody at the same time, and shot.
Oh, that is something.
I like it. I gotta say, I'm a kale girl. It smells like a lawn, but I actually like the taste.
I like the lemon in it, actually. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's
see?
A baseball
just
field.
Just put some lemon on it.
There I feel go. Healthy just putting that in my body. Yep. It feels really good.
I do too.
Good.
I feel very healthy right now. Yeah. So
and now you
want
to back that up with some chicken nuggets.
I do.
All right, now try the other one. That one's like, that's the matcha tea, the green tea.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a little caffeine.
Can we get
Okay, wait. Here, wait. Let me do this.
He can't drink and play music.
I can do both. I can do both. Yeah! That one's not bad at all. People don't like the second one? This one's not bad.
That's the one, that's the green tea, the matcha.
Yeah.
With a little bit of...
A little bit of honey.
A little bit of honey.
I'm a little partial. I love any Don Jackson Blattner recipe. I'm sorry. I mean it actually. It's good.
Thank you.
I enjoy it.
Thanks, Gina.
Yeah.
Speaking of Don Jackson Blattner recipes and everything Don Jackson Blattner, you have a new book coming out, and I'm holding it in my hot little hands, called The Superfood Swap, the 4-week plan to eat what you crave without the CRAP. Don Jackson Blattner, registered dietitian, with a pretty picture of you on the front cover eating green noodles. Oh, that's zucchini.
Right, exactly.
What can we find, speaking of recipes, in this book?
So, okay, Superfood Swap is the name of the book, right? Comes out on the 27th of December.
So you can't even get it yet.
So you
can you pre-order?
You can pre-order. Right. And what I say is, don't pre-order for a holiday gift. This is not a holiday gift. This is pre-ordering right now. It's a gift for you to have a plan for the new year, right? And Superfood Swap is all about, instead of swapping, like the whole country is all like, switch this for that and save this many calories.
Yeah.
This is not just about swapping to save calories. This is actually swapping to upgrade your nutrition, right? So that's what this whole book will be. It's like, what do you want? What do you want to eat? It's like, okay, I want to eat macaroni and cheese. That was the most popular recipe on the television show that I won with this plan. And it's like, okay, yes, there is a head of cauliflower in the mac and cheese recipe, okay? And it's an upgraded version of what you crave. And so I really wanted to have fun with healthy eating. You know, as I said, my tagline is real food, more fun, no BS. The more fun part is it's something that's important to me, because you have to force yourself to do many plans. You have to force yourself to do it. But if something is naturally fun, it's easy to do. And that's, I wanted this book to be something easy to do.
One of the things I love to do, I love to cook. I love to read cookbooks. So I like to eat healthy, but at the same time, if I'm just cooking something from a cookbook, I'm just making what's in the cookbook. A lot of times it's not healthy. I'm not substituting and adding nutrition to it. What I love about this book, it's 200 pages of recipes. So that means those of us who like to live by our cookbooks, you go in here and you find the recipe, you know it's good for you.
Right. And you know what I think is also cool is that you're looking through it and you're sort of getting my vibe, right? So even if you're not cooking these exact recipes, you're like, oh, well, this girl just says, you know, some once in a while you can bread chicken instead of your McNuggets general. You can bread them with some crushed up pecans or crushed up almonds. Like that's a swap. It's still a breaded piece of chicken, right? It's a chick nugget, but it's like the breading is upgraded, right? It's the super swap version.
That's really cool. So banana bread cookies I'm seeing in here, pumpkin spice smoothies.
Yeah, I did, in order to create these 100 plus recipes, I went around and I asked friends, family, anybody I could find, what do you crave? What do you crave? What do you crave? And then I would make a swap for that. So this really tends to be those 100 recipes. You definitely should be able to find something you crave. And the acronym that I created with this book, I am very proud of.
Tell us about it.
CRAP, mm-hmm. We know that says crap, right? Mm-hmm. I love to be able to legally say it. I mean, I'm legally saying it. CRAP. Let's just point this out. It's an acronym for how to read food labels, because a lot of people still read the numbers on a food label. They're like, how many calories? How many grams of fiber? Yeah. How many grams of sugar?
How much sugar?
And I say, listen, man, those numbers are not where the game's at. If you're really a good label reader, you're looking not at numbers. You're looking at ingredients. What is your food made up of? Not is it gluten-free? Not is it dairy-free? Not is it vegan? Not is it anything? What are the ingredients of that food? And if they have chemicals,
you can't pronounce it.
Right, yeah, so that's the C. Chemicals that you don't know what they are. No, that's probably a red flag that that's not a good food. Refined sugar and flour, like the white stuff, mm-hmm. That's probably not good. That's the R. A is artificial stuff, flavors, sugars, and then
C-R-A-P.
P is the preservatives. Yep. So if you
wow.
have those things in a food label, red flag to ditch that, you can do better. So I'm not one of these people who like scare tactics you like, if that's in your food, all these horrible things will happen to you. No, here's what I'm saying. If that's in your food, here's what I know. You can do better and you deserve better.
Can you have a cheat day?
Well, here's the thing. Hopefully it never feels like you're in jail. Hopefully with the fun factor, you never feel like you need to sway because you're like always having a fun day.
And you're always full and you're always satisfied and everything you're eating is delicious. Because I'm looking here, Asian peanut bowl, lox lunch plate. It all sounds delicious to me right now.
Well, there's three sections of recipes. One section is express recipes. So those are like the real recipes I personally use mm-hmm. like when I'm in a jam, right? So it's like real fast stuff. And then there's spring, summer, because we all sort of eat according to craving, you know, more of like barbecue in the summer. And then winter, fall, where we're craving more of like the, you know, casseroles and soups and stuff like that.
What I love too about the book, and people can tell your personality just by listening to you on the radio. You're fun. You're just like, you're just not going to hold back. You're having a good time with what you do, and I love that. Your book, it reads like that. So the Super Swap gets social. You're so fancy. Super Swap your party. So there's so many ways of DJB coming through in this book that it's not a serious like, you are going to eat healthy. It's like, hey, let's have some fun. And here's some good food, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I said, like, what I'd like to do promoting this book are, like, happy, healthy hour type things, right? So it's, like, not just all about, you know, like you said, eating healthy. It's also, like, mocktails and fun party stuff.
We have a caller. Let's take him.
Okay, fine.
I'm not really sure how to do it, but I'm just going to press the button. Hey, Joe, is that you?
It is me, Jane.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air. It's WGN. What's going on?
Hey, listen. Your guest, Gina, exudes so much enthusiasm and pep and vim and vigor. I feel 10 years younger without even drinking the shots.
Well, maybe we'll put the recipe online, and then you can make the shots. Even if you feel great right now, you don't need them.
There you go. And I'm going to check the stock market tomorrow for kale stock futures. Now, listen, I heard this briefly. Did I hear you correctly that it somehow enlarges the artery diameter or you know,
yes.
whatever?
Yep, that's
is
exactly
right. Is it the roughage or what is that?
Beets and kale both have very high levels of natural, good-for-you nitrates, and which turn into your body something called nitric oxide, or NO. And nitric oxide opens up blood vessels and allows more blood. And blood is, you know, nourishing, right? It has oxygen in there and vitamins and minerals in there that wash over all of your cells into your mind and muscles. So, yeah, it's magical. So when people say, like, you know, oh, I don't know about if what you eat really matters, it's like, no, man. It's changing your blood. It matters.
Your enthusiasm is infectious. You intrigue me. Okay. Did you mention something like 40%? Is that measurable?
30% is more the sort of estimate. Wow. But yeah, that is, it's in some research studies to be up to 30%.
30% of?
Bigger blood vessels. So wow. The actual diameter, size. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Okay.
Adios.
Bye. Awesome. I love that. So what can we say? Amazing.
I would just add, so I'm the genius guru here, and I want to weigh in about one of the pieces of genius that Dawn truly, truly has, and that is recipes. Like, she is able to, we had mixologists with drinks earlier, but she is able to put together food that is healthy and amazing for you, but it tastes so good. Like, this myth that we have in our minds that if we eat healthy, it's going to taste bad. Dawn just breaks that barrier. Absolutely.
And would you also say, like, I actually stand pretty strong in, like, not loving to, like, cook? You know, so these things are pretty easy. You know what I mean? Like, I pretty much would like to also, like, push that
element. You also, she has always said that she's not a huge, you don't love to cook in the kitchen. Although I see your husband Instagrams a lot of food that you have cooked from what's in your refrigerator. Loving this book. You can order it now. It comes out December 26th.
27th, yes, but that would be great. Pre-sales are a big deal to authors, actually. So,
well, good. Really, congratulations on authoring your book here. Super Swap Food by Dawn Jackson Blattner. Thank you so much for sharing your genius with us.
Thank you for having me.
Gina, you are a genius, and thank you for being here in studio. You guys are welcome to hang out. We'll be on for another hour or so, but love having you here, and I got to get this book right now. Thank you. We're 720 WGN.